so just this one.
感谢神，基督已经复活了，基督的确复活了。
This morning, I would like to consider how Christ is our representative before God.
今天早晨，我想和大家一起思考，基督是如何在神面前作为我们的代言人的。
In Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26, I think some of you have my translations.Paul begins with a topic of the righteousness of God, or the covenant faithfulness of God.
在罗马书第三章二十一到二十六节，我相信你们大家也都有我的这个一份翻译。保罗在那里一开始就讲到神的公义以及神的约的信实。
This theme is central in Romans.
这也是罗马书的主题。
In Romans chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, Paul writes, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the purpose of salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed,originating from God's own faithfulness for the purpose of bringing out our human faithfulness. Just as it is written, the righteous one will live by faithfulness.
正如在罗马书一章十六到十七节中保罗写道，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信而生。
This last quotation is taken from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. I'm reading from Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 2 to 4. Yahweh answered me, Write down this vision, record it legibly on tablets, so that even a person who is running may read it easily. For the vision is a witness of what is to come. It gives reliable testimony of how matters will turn out. Even if the vision seems slow, wait patiently, for it will certainly happen, and it will not be late. Look, the person who desires are not upright will faint from exhaustion, but the righteous person will live because of his faithfulness.
保罗写到的刚才写到的这里的最后一句是从哈巴谷书中得来的。哈巴谷书第二章第二到四节写道，耶和华对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎，虽然迟延还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。
Although the Hebrew reads, the righteous person will live by his faithfulness, the Greek translation reads, the righteous person will live by my or God's faithfulness.
虽然这里的希伯来文写的是文字写的是义人因他的信实而生，但是这个希腊文的翻译读的却是更为精确一点，义人是因我的神的信实而生。
This is why I have translated Romans chapter 1 verse something as For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, from originating from God's own faithfulness for the purpose of bringing out our human faithfulness.
这是我为什么把罗马书1章17节翻译成如下的：因神的义在福音中显明，这义是源于神的信使，因着要带出人的信心。
The question Habakkuk raises is, will Yahweh keep his promises, the promises he made in the covenants? Is he really righteous or dependable?
这里哈巴谷，我们看到哈巴谷他问的问题是：那耶和华神会遵守立约的诺言吗？他是公义的，他是可靠的吗？
Paul's answer in Romans chapter 3, verse 23-26 is yes.
保罗在罗马书3章21-26节中做了肯定的回答。
But he clarifies his comment by pointing out that the righteousness of God has been visibly presented without the law of Moses. Even though the law of Moses and the prophets, which are the first two parts of the Old Testament Bible for the Hebrews, Jews, testifies to this happening.
但是在罗马书3章中，保罗也清楚地指出，神的义，即便没有摩西的律法，也是清楚显明的。虽然律法和先知也都为神的公义做了见证。Whatever
Paul speaks about the law, he is always referring to the law of Moses, not some legalism.
当保罗提到律法的时候，他指的总是摩西的律法，而不是那些律法主义。
Paul explains himself in Romans chapter 3, verse 25, by telling us that God has publicly presented Jesus as a mercy seat through Jesus' faithfulness by means of Jesus' death.
在罗马书3章25节中，保罗也说，神设立耶稣为挽回祭，是因着耶稣的信使，也凭着耶稣的血。
In this passage, Paul puts together mercy seat and through faith of faithfulness and by means of the blood.
就在这一节中，保罗总结到，那挽回祭是因着耶稣的信心和信实，也凭着他的血。
Since these three terms are so closely linked together, we cannot separate faith and faithfulness out and translate it as to be received by faith.
因为这三方面是这么紧密的联系在一起，我们不能把信心和信实简单的从里头分出来，而把这翻译成因着信领受。
There is also a problem with our modern concept of faith or to believe.
这里很重要的一点是我们现代人对信心或者相信的看法是不一样的。
Today, we tend to think of faith or belief as an emotion, but this is not the Bible's view.
现今我们经常把一个人有信心，或者是相信，看着是一种感情的表示，但在圣经的时代，这并不是圣经所指的。
In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, Moses tells Yahweh, "Look, they will not believe me," and in the Hebrew is lo lahabin, "or listen to my voice."
在创世纪4章1节中，摩西对耶和华说：“看，他们必不相信我，也不听我的话。”In
the verb form amin, this is a correlation with amen, which means to be absolutely certain of the truth of a statement.
这里用的这个动词阿门和阿门是一个来源，它的意思是完全确定某一种说法的真实性。In
the Old Testament, amen means to be absolutely certain or to be absolutely solid or true.
在旧约中提到阿门的时候， 它的指的是完全确定、完全真实的事。
Jeremiah chapter 28 verse 6 reads, The prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May Yahweh do so. May Yahweh make the words you have said come true.
正如在耶利米书，先知耶利米说，阿门，愿耶和华如此行，愿耶和华成就你所预言的。
The Greek translation translates Jeremiah's Amen by the Greek word Aletheos, which means truth.
在希腊文的翻译中，耶利米的 Amen 被翻译成这个希腊文 Aletheos， 它的意思在希腊文的原意是真理。
Biblical faith or belief is absolute intellectual certainty that something is true. It is really a form of knowledge.
所以我们看到这里，它指的信，圣经中的信心还有相信，是指的思想上的确信，是一种知识上的确信。
In the Bible, the heart is the center of the intellect.
在在古希腊的时候，心是思想的中心，就像我们中国人说的心里知道一样。
Emotions such as compassion, mercy, and pity are found in the entrails, which include the stomach, the intestines, the heart, the liver, and the lungs of an animal or a human being, or by extension, the womb of the mother.
而情感就比如热情、同情心一类的，都是属于在古的知识、古代的知识里都是属于内脏的，如胃肠、肝，也包括母腹中的婴儿一样。
Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21, has been a very important passage in the history of Christian thought.
而这里我们读到的罗马书五章十二节到二十一节是在基督信仰、基督徒信仰中的一个非常重要的经节。
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one human being, and death through sin, and in that way, death spread to all human beings, because all have sinned. Indeed, sin was in the world before the law of Moses, but sin is not counted when there is no law of Moses. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over the people who did not sin by breaking a command as Adam had done. Adam, who is an advanced prototype of the one who would come.
这段经文讲到，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
From this passage, Augustine developed the idea of original sin, which holds that sin is transmitted from one generation to another generation through the males. It is as if males had a sin gene.
这是从这段经文里，圣奥古斯丁发展原罪这个道理。他认为罪是由男人代代相传的，好像男人有一个犯罪的基因一样。
I've even heard female members of our own church say that Jesus was not a descendant of Adam.
我还曾经听过我们有的会众讲到说耶稣他不是亚当的后裔。
They were referring to the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin.
他们说这的时候, 他们的指的是, 因为耶稣是从 一个, 童女所生的。
But this is not an idea from the Bible.
但这并不是圣经里所讲的。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 3, Paul clearly states that Jesus was descended from David, and David was certainly a descendant of Adam.
在罗马书1章3节中, 保罗写道耶稣是大卫的后裔, 那我们知道大卫肯定是亚当的后裔。
To understand how Augustine develops this idea, we have to understand the pagan philosophies that influenced Augustine, Manichaeism and Neoplatonism.
我们要完全的理解奥古斯丁的这个原罪, 他指的原罪是指的什么? 我们也要看一下当时的一些哲学是怎样影响奥古斯丁的, 特别是Manichaeism和新柏拉图主义。
The Manichaeans taught that all matter is inherently evil.
The Manichaean, 他认为所有的事物都是有罪的。
They believed that men were originally fallen spirits without bodies.
他们认为, 人是那堕落的没有身体的天使。
God created the world to discipline and to purify fallen spirits who then became human.
他们也认为神创造这世界是为了惩罚和净化那些堕落的灵。
These fallen spirits in human form can become angels by doing good deeds or by passing through seven levels of heaven.
The Manichaeans 他们也认为这些在人体内居住的堕落的灵可以通过做好事和经过净化经过七层的天变成天使。
The Neoplatonists also believed in the pre-existence of souls and that this world was an illusion.
新柏拉图主义他们也认为有灵的在世界以前有灵的存在，而这个世界是个虚幻。
What is needed is special knowledge, enlightenment, to free the pre-existent souls from their human bodies.
新柏拉图主义者认为呢，人需要的呢是一个特别的知识，就像顿悟一样，把那史前存在的灵从人的身体里释放出来。Augustine
believed that human beings and human nature is basically evil, and that freedom is a delusion.
受了他们的影响，奥古斯丁也认为人性本是恶的，自由是一个虚幻的。He
also believed that sexual union was inherently evil.
他也认为性是罪恶的。He
taught that Paul permitted marital intercourse, even though it was sinful.
他也说到保罗虽然知道性是罪恶的，但还是允许结婚。Augustine
believed in purgatory, a place where human souls go if they are not good enough to go to heaven and not bad enough to go to hell.
Augustine 也认为这在有一个清洗层。 这是当人不够格进入天堂，但也不够坏进到地狱所待的地方。There
were several levels of purgatory for the human souls to go through before they can get into heaven.
人的灵魂要经过几层的清洗，才能最终进到天堂。He
also believed that masses and prayers for the dead can help human souls in purgatory to get to heaven faster.
他也认为弥撒或者是为死人祷告会使人的灵魂 尽快地通过这个清洗层进到了天堂。
He also had a mania for miracles, and he believed that any human being who performed miracles can earn extra credits, which can then be used to help human souls travel to heaven quicker.
而且他也相信，人如果行了神迹奇事，会使他们更快的达到天堂。
He believed that Christ's death was a payment owed to the devil.
他也认为，基督的死是给魔鬼的一个赎价。
Then, of course, he came up with the idea of original sin, which the Roman Catholic Church made into a dogma. This is a doctrine that must be believed in the late 5th century.
就此这个原罪的就是这么样被发展来的这个概念。罗马天主教会也把这个原罪立为一个这个规条。这个规章呢是在五世纪左右的时候必须你作为罗马天主教徒必须相信的。
They taught that Mary was a sinless virgin because her mother Anne was also a virgin when she conceived Mary. This is the Roman Catholic dogma of the Immaculate Conception.
罗马天主教会也教导一个叫做 Immaculate Conception 的信条。它这里的主要是说玛利亚是一个没有罪的童女，因为她的母亲安也是一个，当她怀玛利亚的时候也是一个童女。
However, it is very difficult to see difference between virgin birth and immaculate conception, because both ideas teaches that the mother was a virgin when she conceived the child.
但是可能把童女生子和immaculate conception 分开这两个是非常困难，因为两个都是讲的一个童女能够怀孕。
The Roman Catholic Church's answer is that Mary remained a virgin all of her life.
罗马天主教会也说玛利亚她一辈子都是一个童女。
The Bible's mention of Jesus' brothers and sisters actually refer to cousins.
而在圣经中提到的耶稣的弟兄姊妹，实际上是罗马天主教会认为他是耶稣的表亲。
The Eastern Orthodox churches believe that they were Jesus' half brothers and half sisters.
而东正教会认为他们是耶稣的同父异母或同母异父的弟兄姊妹。
However, for the Roman Catholic Church's dogma to be consistent, Mary have to have descended from a long line of virgins, going all the way back to Eve.
所以我们看到，如果是要这个罗马天主教会的这个信条，成为一致的话，也就是说女方是没有罪的，那玛利亚她的祖先的祖先的祖先一直到夏娃都必须是童女。
When we study Romans 5, it is difficult to see how Augustine developed the idea of original sin.
当我们学习罗马书第五章的时候，我们会发觉这个奥古斯丁的原罪的这个概念是非常的困难。
Romans chapter 5 verses 12 begins, Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one human being, and death through sin, and in that way, death spread to all human beings, because all sinned.
在罗马书五章十二节中写道，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Here Paul speaks about the one human being.
这里保罗说到一个人。
Augustine understood this as one man, Adam.
我们也看到奥古斯丁他在这里的错误，他认为这一个人指的是一个男人，也就是亚当。
But Paul clearly uses the Greek word anthropos, which means human being and not man.
但是我们这里看到，我们看到保罗清楚地用了这个希腊文的 anthropos, 也就是人的意思，而不是指的男人。
Anthropology is defined as the study of man, but everyone knows that here man means human being.
我们也都知道人类学是指研究人类的，研究泛指的人的，而不是男人的。
Also, Paul writes clearly, because all men sinned. It is very difficult to see how the because can mean that all males inherited Adam's sin.
所以我们在这里很难看到，保罗指的是所有的男人，得到了亚当的遗传。
The meaning is more that the sin of Adam and Eve opened the door to allow sin to sneak in.
这段经文的更确切的意义是指，是因为亚当和夏娃共同的犯罪，打开了那扇门，让罪得以进入。
Paul writes in Romans chapter 5 verse 20, The law of Moses came in alongside so that transgressions may increase.
就像保罗在罗马书五章二十节中写到，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。
Perhaps this story may help illustrate what Paul meant in Romans 5.
我们下面这有一个短故事，可能会更好的勾画一下保罗在罗马书第五章他所讲的意思。
The sculptor was pleased with his work.
这故事是这样的，有一个雕塑家，他很喜爱他现在手头完成的工作。
It was a fine statue, and it looked good in the town square.
是一个很好看的雕像，它坐落在市中心，看起来也很得体。
The subject had lived in that little seaport town all his life, and became well known through organizing the Coast Guard service.
这个雕像所雕的人呢，是在这个小的海港住了整整一辈子，而他一直是在做这个海岸救生队的工作。
This had turned to fame when at great risk to his own life, he rescued virtually single-handed a boatload of people caught in the rocks in a winter storm.
他因为在一个冬季的时候，几乎是自己一个人单枪匹马的把整整一船的人都从一个被卡住的船上救了下来。
The town was grateful, and so they commissioned a statue of him from this sculptor.
这个小镇就非常的感谢他，就请了一位雕塑家来为他雕像。
But it wasn't long before trouble arrived.
但是没过多久就出了事情。
The next summer, a gang of noisy youth came to town for a laugh.
在接下来的那个夏天，一伙小年轻小伙子来到这个小镇，就来寻找一些乐趣。
They rampaged up and down the little main street, and they broke a couple of windows. They shouted rude words at passers-by.
他们在那个小镇的路上上下跑动，然后打碎了一扇窗户，然后对路人恶言相加。
And when they got to the statue, they decided to have some real fun.
当他们看见了那个雕像，他们就决定要来毁坏一下那个雕像。
First, they put some red paint on it.
一开始他们就先刷了一些红漆在上面。
And then they threw stones at it.
然后他们就朝它扔石头。
And then they took turns to run, jump, and kick the statue with both feet in the air.
然后他们就一个一个的跑过去，用双脚去踢那个石像。
After a few minutes of this, the statue, which had not been made to withstand such treatment, snapped off its base and cracked into the road, smashing into pieces.
经过了几分钟，这石像经不起他们这么折腾，就断从中间断开，倒在路上，碎成了很多片小碎片。
The youth fled. They were still laughing.
那些年轻人就跑了。
They were laughing too.
他们还很高兴。
The town council pondered their response and called in the sculptor again.
那个镇里的委员会呢，就把那个雕像家又叫了回来。
They were determined not to be beaten.
他们决定他们不会向这些小流氓屈服。
They wanted the statue remade exactly as it had been.
他们希望把这个雕像完全恢复成原状。
But the sculptor had a better idea.
但是那雕像家有个更好的主意。
He will remake it all right, but in a much tougher material.
他会重新做这个雕像，但是会用更结实的材料。
It will look better too.
他会看起来更好。
He wasn't just going.To put things back as they had been. This was the opportunity for him to do something totally spectacular.
他不只是要把那个雕像复原，他认为这是一个把这个雕像做得更好的机会。
This story could go on.
这个故事我们还可以继续讲下去。
We could think.That they used themselves of getting into trouble in the boat and being themselves rescued by the Coast Guard and then coming to their senses.
我都可以想象，我们可以给这么一个结尾，说这一群小流氓，他们有一天自己划船也遇到困难，最后被这个海岸救生员所救了，然后他们就忏悔。
But we have gone far enough.For the main point to emerge, which otherwise we might not spot in the middle of Paul's dense and difficult reading.
但是我们讲的这一小段故事已经足够了。我们在这里就能够看见，在保罗的那个非常简短简洁的经文中，他还有这一个很主要的观点。
The main point is that what God had done.In the one man, Jesus Christ, is far, far more than simply putting human race back to where it was before the arrival of sin.
保罗在这里的主题就是说，神在一人，也就是耶稣基督身上所做的，远远过于把人类恢复成始祖犯罪以前的状况。
The statue had been remade.And it is far, far more splendid than before.
就像那雕像一样，它被重新造了，而且比原先的好很多。
It isn't a case of what God knocked down, God will put back up.
这不简简单是那他们被击倒，但神把它复原。
Nor is it a case of what they did wickedly.God will do graciously.
也不简简单是他们做了恶，但神是有恩典的。
God has done far, far more.
神在这里做了比那做的远远不止这一点。
That is the point underlying verses 15, 16, and 17.
这就是罗马书五章第十五节到十七节的主题。
The reason Paul gets in this position is that at last he's standing back from the argument so far and summing up where he has got to.
保罗这样做的原因是他最后要要把他的结论与大家分享。
This means telling the story of Adam and Christ.
这是主要是要讲亚当和基督的故事。
The point of the covenant with Abraham was to undo the primordial sin of humankind, the basic idolatry which led in a dissolution and decay.Of genuine humanness, resulting in death itself.
神与亚伯拉罕立约的主要目的是为了使人类脱离原罪，就是那拜偶像的罪，导致了人性的瓦解，以至于死亡。
Now Paul has shown that the promises to Abraham were fulfilled through Jesus Christ.And he has glanced ahead to see how this works out in terms of human future.
在这一段经文中，保罗向我们显明了，神与亚伯拉罕立约，最终在耶稣基督身上得到满足，并且保罗也看到这一应许对将来的意义。
He is then in a position to sketch the big picture, which now emerges.The picture from which he will develop his account of God's renewed people in chapter 6 to 8.
在这里保罗也用几笔勾画出了一个宏伟的蓝图。在下面的几章中，保罗就更仔细地讲述了神是如何要使人类更新的。
But sketch is the operative word.
但是这个略略几笔的勾画是一个动作。
More than anywhere else in his writings, Paul allows his mind to go at such a pace that he seems only to write one word for every four or five he really needs, if he is really to make himself clear.
与保罗在其他书信中所不同的是，他在这里只用了三言两语就把这么大一个图景勾画出来。
We stumble along, trying to make sense of it, and gradually, the following picture emerges.
我们在后面通常很难理解，非常的艰难，但是我们慢慢的会看到它这个大的图景的显现。
He begins in Romans 5:12, as though he is going to outline a balanced picture.
在罗马书五章第十二节中，那句经文，保罗好像一开始要给我们一个很平衡的图像。
By the one man, sin entered the world. So also by the one man, God dealt with sin.
一方面因着一个人的犯罪，罪进到这个世界；另外一方面因为一个人是神，来对付这个罪。
But then he stops halfway through because he realized that there are two different things that needed to be said first before he can set out this direct balance.
但是在下面他马上就停在那里，因为保罗意识到在把这个图景描述出来之前，他有两件事先要交代清楚。
The first of these extra things occupies verses 13 and 14. The second is the theme of verses 15 to 17.
所以保罗在13和14节中交代了一件，是在第15、16、17中又交代另外一件很重要的事情。
Verses 13 and 14 explains the puzzle that might otherwise get in the way.
第十三、十四节在这里解开了一个疑点。
A long time passed between Adam and Moses.
在亚当和摩西之间有很长一段时间。
Adam was given a direct command, and they broke it.
神给了亚当一个直接的命令，但是他没有遵守。
God gave Israel a set of direct commands through Moses, and they broke them.
神也通过摩西给了以色列一系列的的指令，但是他们以色列人也没有遵守。
But in between the two, in that broad brush account of early history, human beings went on sinning and dying, even though there was no law to keep track of what they did.
但是在在亚当和摩西之间这一段很长的历史，人类也不断的犯罪，不断的死亡，但是却没有律法也来记录他们是到底犯了什么样的罪。
The place and the rule of the law of Moses within the overall rule of sin is very important to Paul, as we shall see in chapter 7 in particular.
对保罗来说，摩西的律法是对罪恶权势作用是的显明，是非常重要的。就像在第七章中他后来提到的。
So it is vital for us, for him, that he makes clear any potential misunderstanding in this area at the very outset.
所以保罗在十三到十四节中就把亚当从亚当到摩西之间的这一段模糊的没有律法存在的期间都写清楚了。
Paul in Romans chapter 5 verses 15 to 17 insists that making humankind righteous is a far, far greater doing than simply a reversal of Adam's sin and the results.
而在接下来的第十五章第十五节到十七节中，我们也看到保罗明明白白地写道，让人类进入公义是远比简单的把亚当的犯罪挪开更为宏大的工作。
The transgression and the gift are not equal and opposite.
人的过犯和神的恩赐不是等同而对等的。
Death is purely negative.
死亡是完全的反义的。
God's gift of life cannot simply be compared with it, as though death and new life were simply equal and opposite.
在这里，神对生命的这个恩典和死亡是不能等同放在一起对比的。
The negative verdict of condemnation.Which followed the original transgression was the direct result of what had been done.
这种负面的这个评判，还有这个诅咒，是跟从的最早亚当的过犯，是亚当犯罪的直接结果。
But God took the initiative in a situation when there was nothing but sin to be seen.Coming to the place where humankind was in ruins, in order to make of his human creation something far better than they had been in the first place.
但神在这样一种亚当犯罪，人类被罪所淹没的这种情况下，以致人类都被罪所毁灭的情况下，他把人带到了一个比起先更加美好的地方。
Verse 17 takes this contrast in scale as we go into even greater length.
第十七节中，保罗把这个死和生的对比更加的放大。
The result of sin was the reign of death.
罪的结果就是死亡掌权。
Death is the ultimate corruption and dissolution that rules a person over which and in the whole world and everything in it.
死亡就是那最终的败坏，他现今在世上掌管着一切。
But whereas we might have expected the other half of this contrast to be the reign of sin, Paul goes even further.
但是可能我们期待的是在死亡的对面是、死亡掌权的对面是生命掌权，但是保罗在这里把它、进一步把它推得更远。
What we await now is the reign of those who receive God's gift of covenant membership, of the status of being made righteous.
我们在这里等待的不只是生命的掌权，而是那些接受了神的约的人，有了一种称义的这种地位。
Paul does not often speak of the coming reign of those who belong to Jesus. This is a thing we come across in other parts of early Christian writings, such as Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, and chapter 6, verses 22 to 25. Sorry, just verses.
Because we see that Paul actually is not like在启示录中那样经常的提到属主的子民会在将来掌权这一主题的。
But here, as for instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, it is quite clear.
但在这里，就像保罗在哥林多前书六章二节中写到，写的非常的清楚。
The kingdom of God.Which means God's sovereign and saving rule over the world is presently exercised through the risen Lord Jesus.
在这里保罗写道，那神的国度，也就是神的主权，彰显在这个彰显在这世界并掌权，是通过主耶稣的复活来实现的。
But in the future, it will be exercised through the fully redeemed human beings.Those who are marked out in the present by God's gift of the status of being made righteous, of covenant membership.
这神的国度在我们将来的实现，是要通过那些完全得以救赎的人，就是在现今接受了神的约而被称义的人来实现的。
Therefore, in translating Romans 5,I probably should have put parentheses between verses 13 to 17. Because verses 13 to 14 is an aside dealing with sin and death between Adam and Moses. While verses 15 to 17 is another aside dealing with the imbalance between human sin and God's grace.
所以在翻译这个罗马书五章的时候，第十三到十七节，我们都其实可以用一个括弧把它括起来。十三、十四节是讲到了在亚当和摩西之间那一段历史上，这个犯罪和死亡的关系。第十五到十七节呢，就像我们刚才讲到的是，讲到关于人类的犯罪和神的恩典之间的不平衡。
Paul makes his main point in verse 12, but there is no immediate conclusion to his so that in verse 12.
就像保罗这样，他在十二节中把他的主要的命题已经点出来了，但是他并没有马上的给出结论。
The conclusion to the so that is found in verse 18. With the words, consequently, therefore.
而他的结论是在十八节中给出的，他这里说到如此说来。
The word transgression or trespass means the willful breaking, literally the stepping over of a command.
就像在十八节中讲到的，过犯这一词，它指的是有意的犯、故意的犯罪。
I've highlighted the words in my translation for sin, death, and grace because they are personified in this passage.
在我发给大家的翻译中，我把这个罪、死和恩典都用了黑体字写出来，因为他们是在这个在保罗的经节中都是带有拟人化的意义的。
Sin is the spirit of Satan, which controls human being.
罪呢是撒旦的灵，他掌握着现在的人类。
Paul uses the word sin or sins 45 times in Romans. While he uses the word sin about 10 times in the rest of his letters.
在罗马书中，保罗讲到罪有45次之多，但在其他所有的书信中也就只有10次。
In verse 14, Paul talks about sin as reigning. He uses the verb to reign as a king 5 times in this passage. While he uses the word reign 4 times in the rest of his letters.
在第十四节中，保罗也讲到罪恶掌权。在这里，这个掌权的意思是作王掌权的意思。他在这一段用了5次之多。
In verse 14, Paul refers to Adam as an advanced prototype. In other words, Adam is the representative of all sinners.
在第十四节中，保罗也提到亚当是一个预像。用另外一句话说呢，亚当就是所有的罪人的代言人。
Paul sees Adam as a collective personality.Which represents all his sinful humanity.
这里保罗把亚当看成一个集合了人类所有的罪性的一个象征。
In the same way, Christ is the representative of all humanity who has been made righteous because of God's grace for those who are in union with Christ.
同样的，基督也是人因着神的恩典能与神联合而称义的代表。
Paul clearly points out that within the contrast between Adam and Christ the balance is not the same.
而且保罗也清楚地指出这个亚当和基督之间不是对等的。
He insists that the act of ChristAnd his results far outweigh what was done and lost in Adam.
他这里讲到，那基督的作为远远比亚当的作为所失去的更多。基督的作为，我们因着基督的作为所得，远远比因着亚当的作为所失去的要多。
Instead of a statue being knocked down.And replaced. Think now of two different statues facing one another across a town square.
回想一下我们刚才讲的故事，我们想象一下，不是那一个雕像被打翻又被放回去了，而是有两个不同的雕像，他们面对面在这个镇的中心树立。
The first is a sad, indeed a grim figure.
头一个雕像是一个忧郁的阴沉的雕像。
It is the death mask of a once noble character, who through a life of folly and dissipation bears now on his face the unmistakable signs of decay.That result from such a course.
那第一个雕像，它以先也是有着荣耀的形象，但是呢，经过生活的愚弄和各种琢磨，他脸上现在显出的是败坏的影像。
The second is all life and excitement, looking as if any moment it might start doing acrobatic tricks out of sheer exuberance.
第二个雕像就是兴高采烈的，好像一个杂技运动员，他正要跳起来做一个很让人惊奇的动作一样。
That gives you something of the flavor of the contrast of these two verses between these two prototypes of humanity.
我们看到这两个雕像，就会想起在这个亚当和基督之间的对比是什么样子。
Paul is going to say much more in the coming chapters about these two prototypes.So it is well for us to spot them and get to know them as soon as we can.
在接下来，罗马书接下来几章中，保罗会用更详细的描述来对比亚当和基督的这两种人性，所以我们在这里也要了解一些。
The first, of course, is Adam's humanity. The humanity.That realize or reflects the one man Adam, whose breaking of God's command brought sin and death into the world.
当然，这第一个就是亚当的人性，因着亚当他违背了神，他一个人他违背了神的命令，我们全人类都进到罪和死之中。
The picture of humankind in a state of sin.Is indeed a very sorry one.
全人类在最终的景象是非常的可悲的。
Sin brings condemnation.
罪带来了罪带来了诅咒。
It means that those who live in a state of sin have the status of sinners.
他指着那活在罪中的人，就都是罪人的形象。
They are not therefore basically good people who sometimes do bad things, but they are rather basically flawed people whose flaw reveal themselves repeatedly in specific acts of sin.
这些罪人，他们不是一群。本身还好的人，只是有时做些坏事。他们是一群有着与生俱来的缺陷的人，他们的缺陷使他们不断的犯罪。
By contrast, a new type of humanity has been let loose into the world through the righteous act of the one man, Jesus Christ.
相反的，一种新的人性也通过耶稣基督。一个人的义显明出来。
The word I have translated as righteousness carries all the echoes of covenant faithfulness, which has been such an important part of Paul's argument up to this point.
在这里我所翻译的这个义这一个字，它是对神与我们立的约的信实的反应。在这里，也是保罗。重要的一个论点。
Here Paul is summing up what he said about Christ's faithfulness in Romans chapter 3 verse 22.
在这里保罗也总结了他所指的基督的信实。
Christ's righteousness and his obedience are ways of describing what Jesus did supremely by going to his death.In such a way to bring out Paul's belief that this was a climax of God's saving plan.
因着基督的义和他的顺服以至于死，这正是保罗所相信的神给我们人类的救赎计划的高潮。
When God entered into covenant with Israel It was so that Israel could be the means of dealing with the evil that had inflicted and infected God's world.
当神与以色列人立约的时候，神是要以以色列作为战胜那世上罪的工具的。
Now, in Christ, that purpose has been realized.
这时候在基督里，神的计划得以实现。
The renewed human being who results from this are declared to be righteous. Already in the present, as we have seen, and they are assured of life in the future.
这更新的人，因着耶稣基督的作为，被称为义。他们现今已经在了，在将来他们会更会得到了永生。
This is the meaning of the status of the righteous ones in verse 19.
这就是在十九节中义人 的意思。
These verses emphasize as well the universality both of Adam's sin and of Jesus' saving act.
这几句经节也强调了亚当的罪还有耶稣的救赎的普世性。
These things were not done on behalf of one segment of humanity only, but for all, for Jews and Gentiles alike, as Paul has emphasized repeatedly in the previous chapters.
这些并不是为某一些人做的，而不只是为，不光是为犹太人，也是为为外邦人所做的，就像保罗在后面多次强调的一样。
Through Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God has been visibly presented without the law of Moses, which is Romans 3:21, which has an echo of Romans 3:21.
通过耶稣基督，神的公义在没有摩西律法下面也都显明了，神的义在摩西律法以外也得以显明，这是跟罗马书第3:21互相呼应的。
The obedience of Jesus is thus the means by which God's righteousness, His covenant faithfulness, has been effected.
耶稣的顺服是神的义，也就是他的约的信实的显明。
This theme which picks up the faithfulness of Jesus in Romans chapter 3 also awakens echoes both linguistic and theological of Isaiah 53 which was already hinted at in Romans chapter 4 verse 25。
保罗在这里的信实，关于信实的主题，在以赛亚书53章，还在罗马书3章，还有4:25中，不论在语言上，还在神学上，都是互相呼应的。
As in Philippians chapter 6:2-11, Paul has drawn together his view of Jesus as a true Adam.
就像在腓立比书2:6-11中，保罗总结到，他说耶稣才是那真正的亚当。
This view is focused on Jesus' obedient death. This is seen as the act of grace by which the true God is revealed.
保罗的这个观点是集中在耶稣的顺服并及此显出神的恩典得以完全的得以完全上。
Jesus the innocent one, the one person who has done nothing wrong, represents God's whole rebel world. With us who are now rebels, unclean, unfaithfulness, unloving, and unholy. So that he may take that sin, as it were, into himself, and deal with it, and give us instead his holiness, as like a robe, his purity, as a gift and a power.
在这里耶稣是那唯一完全无罪的人。 他作为人代表了这个悖逆的世界, 因为我们都是悖逆, 不洁净, 小信, 没有爱心, 也不圣洁的。 耶稣把所有人的罪都带到自己的身上, 而且他也把他圣洁的袍子, 以及他的纯净, 以及恩典的礼物, 和战胜罪的大能, 赐给我们。
In his death and resurrection, Jesus identifies us the representative of the people of God.
耶稣通过了死和复活, 他成为人, 他成为了神的子民的代表。
Paul presents Jesus as the climax of this story only because he presents the end time power of the resurrection, which can defeat sin and death.
保罗把耶稣作为他这段经文的高潮，是因为耶稣代表了末世的时候那复活的全能，因为这全能战胜了罪和死亡。This
is the climax of the Christ-Adam comparison in Philippians chapter 2 verses 5-11 and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21-26 and 45-49.
这也是在腓立比书和哥林多前书的几个经节中，保罗把亚当和耶稣的关系进行比较的高潮。So
let us praise the Lord, for Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
所以让我们来感谢神，因为基督他复活了，基督他的确复活了。
Amen.
Amen.